Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Dick Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Cranepool moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Cannizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannizzaro takes first base on ball four. Cranepool scores. Hunt moves to third. Christopher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive towards short. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Veal covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Canizzaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive beyond short. Schofield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Canizzaro moves to second. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel misplays the ball. That's an error on Samuel. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Samuel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal fires over to first and Mazeroski covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Canizzaro moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Samuel is called out on strikes. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dick Smith. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets won. The Pirates will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now playing left field. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.